Let us pray to the Lord, our God and Father, who raised Jesus from the dead. We pray. Almighty God, you have knit your chosen people together into one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and your peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, give to the family of Brenda and to all who mourn comfort in their grief and sure confidence in your loving care, that casting all their sorrow on you, they may know the consolation of your love. Lord, in your mercy, and Lord, receive our thanks for Brenda and for all the blessings you bestowed on her in this earthly life. Bring us all at last to our heavenly home, that with her we may see you face to face in the joys of paradise. Lord, in your mercy. O God of all grace, you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to bring life and immortality to life. We give you thanks that by his death he destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection, he opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Strengthen us in the confidence that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life nor things present nor things to come will be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We pray the prayer Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And before I share a final benediction, one more time I wanted to invite everyone into the fellowship hall to greet the family and share condolences. And there's also some food to eat and some refreshment as well. Receive a final blessing from Numbers chapter 6 in the Bible. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his everlasting peace. Amen.